the most fascinating miracles performed before his children didn't even take place in Israel, but under some illegitimate authority in a foreign land. I think about Esther, Queen Esther. She fasted 3 days in Persia or Iran. 3 days, no food, no water. And she called for the people of God to do this. I think about Daniel, the prophet, Jewish, but he was not in Israel. He too was held prisoner in Babylon, Iraq. And he fasted. What is this about, this fasting? That's a great question. And again, it's part of the Hebrew scriptures. It's part of the Christian scriptures. For those who are Christian, we think of Jesus, who fasted 40 days and 40 nights before he ever selected or chose who his disciples would be. He didn't teach or preach or try to perform any kind of miracle until he had first fasted. And then what we call the early church, before they sent out missionaries. The Bible says, the Christian scriptures tell us that they fasted and they prayed. Fasting is when we step back from the table for the sake of the altar.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.